You're listening to Alan Brazil Upfront, exclusively on Audio Boom. Upfront with Alan Brazil is sponsored by Bet on Brazil. Go to betonbrazil.com for all the latest odds and offers. And welcome, Alan Brazil Upfront with Ray Parler. Oh, Ray's just back from holiday,
and
he will make out he didn't see the game. But the Palace 3, the Arsenal 0, the Arsenal bus couldn't he find Sellers Park. What a disaster, Ray.
Well, the telly was getting a bit fuzzy when I was in Portugal. I was watching the game, but yeah, what a disaster result. And credit to Palace, they come out and they was first to the ball out. They won that first tackle. And first half, there was just...
The two wide players were good, Ray, weren't they? Townsend and Zaha. How good were... And talk about work rate as well. They were great up and down, up and down.
Well, they've really improved. I mean, Palace, I mean, Sam Allardyce had that horrendous run. He went to Chelsea and got the result. Now they beat Arsenal. And believe it or not, they can win this weekend, Al. They've got 37 points, and no one expected them to get to 37. They thought they'd be in a relegation battle, so credit to Sam Allardyce.
They take on Leicester as well, don't they? And Leicester, of course, over to Madrid, the trip back. But if they don't win, Ray, I hate to say this, right? And I don't want to put a downer on Palace, the run of games. The run of games are horrendous coming up.
They
definitely need another win, maybe two wins.
Well, I'm sure Sam will target this one at the weekend, knowing that Leicester are playing in the Champions League. We've always seen our team struggle when they come back after Champions League. And this could be the same for Leicester. It could be a tricky game out at Atletico. And obviously, going into the game the weekend, you know, there's a few more points, Leicester. They'll be looking to finish really well under Shakespeare as well. But I think Sam Allardyce at home form, it was rocking against Arsenal. You can see the players at the end celebrating with the fans.
Brilliant.
And I think there's a real good feel factor at the moment at the club. And I think they'll go from strength to strength and they'll be fine staying up.
Just with the Arsenal, Ray, I don't know what you played. Did you play zonal marking? West Brom against Arsenal showed how dodgy they are at set pieces. And their Palace, look, you'd feel the captain marking Sacco at the far post.
Yeah.
How can that be? Who's organising there,
well,
Ray?
Well, we should do lots of set plays before the day before the game. So you walk through it saying, right, OK, this is what happens. We used to have a scout going to watch, obviously, Crystal Palace, it would have been at the weekend. And really, they do the same sort of set plays. They don't really mix it up week in, week out. You'll have the same sort of personnel. They'll be at the back post, he'll be at the front post.
Yeah.
And you say, right, you mark him, you mark him, you mark him. I know they do the zonal marking now. Against West Bromwich Albion, it was far too deep, right on top of the goalkeeper. You've got to be probably 6 yard box, 8 yard box if you're going to do zonal marking. But yeah, I mean, it's very easy to look at the
bad
set plays situation and have a quite a few holes to pick in that back four.
Yeah.
But
so scorers on the doors now, Ray. Arsenal in sixth, played 30, 54 points. Everton have caught them up.
Mm.
They played two games more, Everton, 32, but they've got 54 points. So Manchester United in fifth at the moment, 3 points ahead of the Arsenal, same games. Man City have got 61, so 7 points clear. This is not looking good for the Arsenal.
No,
game.
It's not.
Sorry.
Well, I tweeted straight after the game. I'm thinking, well done to Palace. Great result for them. Always thought Sam would keep them up. But I also said it's looking very difficult now to be in that top four and it'd be disastrous. You know, 20 years non-stop they've been in that top four.
Ray, you know Arsene
Champions
Wenger well.
I'd be hurting.
Will he sleep at night? Will he be getting up early, getting the training ground early? What's going through his
definitely.
Mind?
Oh, yeah, definitely. He'd be hurting at the moment. You could just sense him on the bench thinking, you know, what am I watching here? He's the characters for me, Al, you know, you need a few characters. You need them ball players as well, but you need a few characters who, when the going gets tough, you step up, and they haven't got them at the moment. You know,
of course, speculation as well, Ray, in papers yesterday, but mainly today, that Alexis Sanchez, who did put a shift in against Palace, he could be going to City, but Chelsea's a big rumour going on. He loves London, so he may stay in London and go to Chelsea.
I think they're the favourites, Al, to get him Chelsea. And I suppose it all works on Hazard. You know, where does he go? Real Madrid's reported they want him in the summer. If he does move on, look, I think Chelsea have put a 300 grand contract a week on the table. So he might stay at Chelsea. But Sanchez, there'll be lots of clubs looking at it and saying, well, he's got a year left on his contract. Really, 50 million these days. You've got a player knows the Premier League.
Yeah.
He's proven.
What rate, great.
You know, oh, absolutely.
Wants to play every game.
There'll be loads of clubs in for Sanchez. Whether the likes of Barcelona, Real Madrid look at him as well for the La Liga. Maybe he wants to go back to Spain.
Mm.
But if he does stay in England, there'll be a couple of, you know, there'll be a few clubs queuing up for him.
So, Ray, Spurs.
Spurs, on the other hand, and of course Arsenal still have to go to White Hart Lane. Spurs, on the other hand, have been brilliant. They won the last six league games without Kane. Harry's now coming back. Tottenham 4, Watford 0. It was a massacre.
Well, I think all the teams around them in the pack are going for that top four. When Harry Kane got injured again with his ankle, I thought, well, that's it. You know, they might go on a bad run now. They might not. The goals are not in the side with Janssen. Son, who's done really well since, you know, when the first time he was out. But they've been brilliant, absolutely superb, Tottenham. They've got a real good understanding. All the players know exactly
Dele
what they're
Alli,
doing.
Dele Alli, wonderful season.
Dele Alli's doing it, absolutely. I saw the stats the other day, Al, against all the young midfielders. Gerrard, Scholes, Lampard. And he's double what they achieved at his age. So he's got so much going for him. If he keeps improving the way he is, he's going to be a top star for Spurs and for England moving forward. But at the moment, they're flying. I mean, you know, I can't see him not losing at White Hart Lane. White Hart Lane's a real fortress for them. Their record there is unbelievable. And I think they've learnt from last season. I really do. I think what happened last season when they lost Dembele, Dele Alli, they had that little run at the end and they dropped points. Suddenly went to Newcastle, got stuffed. I don't think that'll happen.
It was a hell of a game at Stamford Bridge, wasn't it? You know, that's when Chelsea really showed us what they can do last year.
Yeah, obviously Hazard coming off the bench and scoring that brilliant goal as well. But I think Spurs have learnt from that. I think the players have got more mature. They've learnt from what position.
So Bournemouth are in for Hayden.
Yeah, I can't see Tottenham not winning that game comfortably. You know, you look at the same sort of result like Watford, 3-4-0. Maybe Bournemouth might nick one. 3-4-1 I'll go for that to Spurs, and another big 3 points for them. And then, obviously, that puts the pressure back onto Chelsea on the Sunday.
West Ham are not out of it. That win at the weekend was huge over Swansea. They go to Sunderland. Sunderland have had it, haven't they? And Swansea themselves are in trouble. They go to Watford. I wonder what's going to happen to West Ham. Are they going to change Slaven end of the year? I think they will.
Well, I hope they don't, but reports are, look, it was a huge win for West Ham. They was just getting slowly sucked into that relegation battle. You could see the relief on the players as well, and the manager at the end of the final whistle. You know, it was a massive 3 points, puts them on 36.
I think they can beat Sunderland, Rain. If they were to beat Sunderland, mate, they suddenly jump up 39. They could be up halfway.
Well, that's how it quickly can change.
And Slaven needs it. He does need it, I promise you.
We talk about Palace, how quickly they've jumped up. They can win, and some of the results around them go against the teams around them. They can jump up 3 or 4 places. Yeah. So just shows you how close it is in that little pack. Whether Hull City can have enough to get them into that little pack to make it a little bit more competitive for that last third position of relegation, we'll have to wait and see.
But Swansea got to Watford, Ray. They're third from bottom, 28 points. They can win it. They could leapfrog Hull if Hull get beat or draw, because it's slightly better goal difference for Swansea. They go to Watford. Now, I never know what to make of this Watford side.
They're a bit hit and miss, Watford. I think they're safe now. They've got enough points. 37 should be enough to keep them up. But they just want to try and finish it quite, you know, at the end of the season. Well, they've got like 7 games left. They want to try and finish on a high and get as high as they can in the league. But I think they're hit and miss, Watford. I think Swansea got to really target this game and say, look, we need 3 points. I don't have a point enough for them, Al. Would you accept a point away from home?
Oh, I think they have to. They've got to take everything, Ray. But you're right, you know, they've got to target that game for 3. They've got the players to beat Watford.
Definitely.
They have.
Yeah, definitely.
We're going to look at the weekends later on. We'll look at the Sunday-Monday games. Up Front with Alan Brazil is sponsored by BetOnBrazil.com. Now, this is the betting site for all sports punters with great odds, markets and offers. Listeners to this podcast can now get up to £60 deposit match when you use the promo code ALAN60, which is capital ALAN60. Just visit BetOnBrazil.com. Enter your promo code ALAN60 on your first deposit and we will match your deposit up to your £60. Also, look out for a daily happy hour offer between 5 and 6 p.m. Sign up now at betonbrazil.com. Over 18s only, I'm sorry, 18 or over. Offer is for new customers only. Terms apply. Betting should be fun, so please gamble responsibly. Okay, Ray, now, Manchester United, Chelsea. Tottenham fans, everyone's looking at this game. Man United desperate for a win as they push for top four. Can they win the Europa League? Probably. But they can't, you know, they can't take that as a done deal. They have to beat Chelsea. Can they?
Well, this is a sort of game that, you know, this will probably For me, if Chelsea win this one, they're more or less home and hosed. This is the one where they'll look at and say, this is a tricky game. Old Trafford, against your old manager, Jose will try to be getting one over on Chelsea.
I think he could. I'm going for a draw, but it would not surprise me if United beat them.
Well, United got Anderlecht in the week. That might take a little bit out of them because they've got to look at that really seriously now to get in a Champions League position. Look, they might get fourth place still, who knows? But I think they've got to look at the Europa League. I think they have about 5-4 favourites to win it. So it just shows you that the teams around them, there's not a lot to go for. Schalke, you've got Celta Vigo.
Lyon maybe.
As well. But I think, I really fancy him to win that Europa League. So, but they'll be looking at this game as well. Huge game. Old Trafford, always a tricky game for Chelsea. But I just think that extra rest for Chelsea during the week might just give them that little bit of an edge. And the way they've been away from home, they've been clinical. You know, they've been solid. But they know, with a strike force of Hazard, Costa, Pedro when he's played, Fabregas as well. There's goals in it. So I think I'm just going to tip it towards Chelsea.
Great game.
But I wouldn't be surprised if it was a draw.
If we're right and Tottenham thump Bournemouth and United beat Chelsea, it's down to 4 points.
Yeah, unbelievable. And look, for every neutral out there, I want that to happen because make it a little bit closer. Going into that run in that last 4 or 5 games, the pressure will kick in as well. But I just think Chelsea have got too much experience. And I don't just look at the team we're playing. You look at John Terry and people like that around the dressing room area. Who's been there and won titles. Fabregas has been there and knows exactly how to win big titles in big competitions. Mm. And that might make the big difference in their
interesting,
game.
At the end of the season, Steve Holland will go with England, with Gareth. So there's a number two opening at Chelsea. I'm told Conte wants an Italian. Mm. Ray Wilkins happens to think it's Pirlo. Yeah. And I don't see a problem for his.
Not a bad sign.
Whereas I hear the Chelsea hierarchy want an Englishman. Now, would that be Frankie? Or would it be John Terry?
Well, that's the big decision they're going to make. Frank Lampard obviously retired now. John Terry might still have another season now. He might still want to be playing on because, he ain't had a lot of football this season. So his body should be fresh for next year. One more push. Could be his last season, who knows. But Frank Lampard fits the bill. He's a very intelligent guy. He knows football inside out. He's been a brilliant servant to Chelsea. If you go over to Stamford Bridge now, you still see banners around the stadium.
Why not?
Of Frankie Lampard. So, and to have the all-time goal-scoring record, being a midfielder, is an amazing achievement. So, for me, I would always pick Frank because I know if I was a youngster, looking up, look, Pirlo is a magnificent player as well, and people would look up to him. But for me, being an Englishman or British guy, I know there's a lot of foreign guys in that dressing room as well, but everybody will look up to Frank and respect him and, listen to him.
Now, Ray, we assume that Spurs will beat Bournemouth. If
they
don't, Liverpool. Now, what about Liverpool? Look, I'm looking at the other Sunday game. Liverpool at the end of the day got out of trouble, brought the two Brazilians on. They've got to West Brom. My worry is, are West Brom, are they on the beach? They're eighth from the top, 44 points. They can't catch Everton.
No.
You just wonder if they're 100% full on at it. If they're not, Liverpool will beat them.
Well, that's the hard bit now, is keeping everybody focused for the running. You've got 6 games left. Really, look, they're not going to catch Everton. 10 points clear above them. And if you look below them, Southampton are right on their tails. Southampton could definitely come above West Bromwich Albion this year. Watford, you don't expect them to be above West Bromwich Albion.
And from a Liverpool point of view, Ray,
it's a huge
Liverpool are third. And if they slip up and United beat Chelsea, United go just 3 behind them with 2 games in hand.
Yeah, well, this
do
is
you know what I mean.
This
you
is
know,
a big game.
Well,
I mean, that
I
was
think
a big,
it's a big
last
weekend.
Week. This was a big result last week for Liverpool, though. Stoke 1-0 down, and he started with a lot of youngsters. But exactly what you wanted. You wanted an impact from your subs. Coutinho wasn't well all week, and he'd done so well to be on the bench. Firmino was, again, a little bit jaded from the international duties. But they come on and made an impact, and what a goal from Firmino, who's been a magnificent sign. And I think now Coutinho's got the record now, isn't it? A Brazilian player to score the most goals in the Premier League.
Wow. Coutinho was a good player. Did you play with him?
Yeah, I did at Middlesbrough.
How good was he?
He was very good. But I played in the second spell. I think when he was with his first spell at Middlesbrough, he was unbelievable. A real joy to watch. So, played against him many a times. But look at Coutinho. He's been a revelation for Liverpool. Signed his new contract. So, they've got to build a team around players like that because he's such a special player. And that was a huge result last week. But I can see Liverpool, what's at stake? They'd be pushing. And Klopp knows this is a massive game away from home again. But I'm going to go for Liverpool win now. I've got to stick with them. And I think they have a little bit too much for
West Brom. As I say, I hate seeing things like that. West Brom are on the beach. But, they're not, as I say, they're not going to catch the team above them. And I just feel, of course, they're going out to win, but will they give it their all? I'm not sure. Now, Monday, Ray, dare we bring this up? Borough against the Arsenal.
Well, this is a must-win for both sides. You know, I know we mentioned that last week, but Borough are desperate, absolutely desperate at the bottom. 24 points at the moment, Al. If they win and Hull City lose...
And look, Swansea
could be,
lose.
Yeah, there could be 3 points behind.
Yeah, so they still
have a real good opportunity. And they've got to try and take advantage of, you know, they've got a game in hand as well on the two above them. So they've got to try and take advantage of Arsenal at the moment, having that poor run. No confidence or belief in that dressing room at the moment after losing 3-0 to Palace. And I'm sure Steve Agnew will say to the players, look, let's try and take advantage of that. Go out there. Let's start the game really well. First 15 minutes. Let's try and win the first ball. Let's try and win that first tackle and make opportunities. But there's lack of goals in Middlesbrough. That's their problem. They can't score goals. Defensively, pretty sound.
Oh, I'd be going for free kicks, corner kicks, get the big boys, centre-backs in the box.
Absolutely. So you've got to play like players like Traore for Borough. Because he runs at players and commits players, and maybe they can get free kicks if he's quick, he goes past players, and that's what they've got to target that. But Arsenal, look, they've got to bounce back. They're going to be serious contenders. You can never write them off because they've always finished the season very well. But at the moment, it's in turmoil. You don't know what's going to happen with the club itself, with managers and players, and maybe it's an opportunity for Middlesbrough. But I'm just going to stick my neck out and say Arsenal
win.
Have to bounce back. They have to get a result, or if they lose this one, Al, the top four is over for them.
Yeah. Now, one of the big stories which surprised me was your old mucker, your old skipper, who was Captain Courageous, brilliant, Tony Adams, taking over at Granada in Spain.
Granada, not full Granada either. Granada. I mean, not a local full dealership either. But yeah, it's a job that I hope he does really well. Obviously, I've got a really good friend of mine, and I've roomed with
him. He's got all his badges, has he, Tony?
Yeah, I think he's done all his badges. He's not done so well in England. You know, Wycombe Wanderers, that was always the wrong job for him, for me. He should have started higher.
Well, that's important, you take the right job.
Yeah, absolutely. Look at Teddy Sheringham. He went to Stevenage. Didn't work out for him either. Where do you go from there? If it fails for you in them sort of divisions, Al, where do you go? So I was always hoping he'd get a bigger job, but Tony loves football. He's got real good football knowledge. He was a fantastic skipper. And if he can get a bit of that into that Granada side, but it's going to be so difficult.
What was his words? I'm going to kick them up the backside.
Yeah,
a little bit stronger.
I think some of them need that, but it's how you do it. It's how the characters. You've always got to rely on the characters to respond. You know, you don't.
Was he vocal in the dressing room?
Oh yeah, absolutely. Yeah, he would give you a volley if you wasn't doing your job.
This is what annoys me about Wenger, right? And don't get me wrong, we're old fuddy duddies now. The game has moved on. But the type of people that Arsenal had when Wenger...
They was already there.
You know, and people like that.
Patrick was bought in.
Keown.
He was already there.
Yeah. Tony, why doesn't he have them around him?
Well, that's the big... Well, Baldy was like that. Baldy was an unbelievable player. And whether, you know... I don't go to training day in, day out now at Arsenal. And I don't know what happens with the training methods, whether Baldy has a little bit of work to do with the defensive unit. I don't know. But for me, them sort of guys are so important for the club. I'd love to see Tony Adams back involved in Arsenal.
What Tony said was, I'm going to kick them up the backside, kick them up the arse was his exact words. Maybe that's one or two of them Arsenal players need.
Probably do need that. I mean, certainly, but we used to do it with each other. I mean, it's one of them situations where players would not dig people out in a horrible way, but we say to you, look, come on. You've got to liven up here. You're affecting me, and it could be myself. I'm affecting other players. If I don't play well, I'm not doing my job. I'm affecting players around me. And that's when sometimes you need to sort it out on the pitch.
Yeah.
And is there enough people on that pitch, leaders, to sort it out? I mean, look, Theo Walcott's been a great servant to the club, 10 years, but is he skipper material?
No.
You know, I can't see him having guard people and saying, look, you do your job. The position he's in doesn't help. I mean, he's a more attacking player. Otherwise, like a player real in the mix of the game, centre midfield, centre half. I don't even like striker being captain because he's not around the
centre back or central midfield player or goalie. I don't
know. Centre half, you can see everything, Al. It's all in front of you. You can see where the attacks are coming from, either left or right.
Yeah.
Midfielder, central midfield, you're always involved in the game. You're always part of going forward, part of defending. So this, for me, would be the area where I'd look for my captain. But is there enough leaders in that team?
No.
I'm sure Arsene Wenger will look at it and say, he wish he did have a Tony Adams or Martin Keown or Patrick Vieira or players of that calibre to get him out of this troubled area at the moment.
Also, we watched Juventus beat Barcelona, didn't we, Champions League?
Yes, unbelievable.
Them two centre-backs, the Juve. If I was a Premiership, I'd break the bank.
Benucci especially.
Ray, I said that after the Euros. Get them two centre-backs
for Italy.
Well,
getting a little bit older.
I still don't care.
He can still go do a job for a couple of years.
That's proper defenders there.
I think Benucci was one who was on Man City's radar, weren't they, for a bit. And he decided to stay in Turin. But what a game. I mean, the atmosphere as well. I've never been to... to a new stadium.
No, I haven't.
Doesn't hold many, but the atmosphere was electric. And Barcelona, you know, can they do it again? Can they get back into it?
They'd have kept it to Touré.
I thought if they could score, I mean, get that away goal.
Yeah, because they can easily beat Juventus
2-0. They was pushing.
Listen, as much as Juve were brilliant last night, I have no doubt in my mind, Barca will open them up in Spain.
Yeah.
They will. They'll open them up.
It's all about the first 15 minutes. If I can get that early
Alves was kicking lumps. Well, not wait. Alves was physical on Neymar. In the new camp, that won't happen because the crowd will be on. The ref will give free kicks. Mm. He's going to have to be careful, Alves. Messi was hurt. He had a bit of a row with someone in the Juve back four. This is a classic for the second leg. Mm. But I don't think they'll do a PSG.
And I think they're about 5-1 now, which is skinny odds, really.
I think.
Would you be backing 5-1?
I think they'll definitely beat Juve. If Juve scored, I think it's over.
Yeah, I think Juve for me will definitely be in that semi-final. I think they've done enough at home. Clean sheet was so important. I think they score probably in the Camp Nou. Higuain up front, he would look lively.
See, there's a guy I thought Arsenal could have bought 3-4 years ago. When he said there was no one about Wenger, I thought Higuain's about.
No, he was decent last night. The way he held the ball up and he got into good areas, and he would have been a good signing for the Premier League. I think he would be suited to the Premier League as well. But for me, Juve, look, I'm expecting a great game in that second leg.
I still fancy Ray.
With Buffon,
Chiellini. Oh, what a save he made, by the way,
Buffon. To make it, that would have been 1-1. 70 seconds later, Alder, Danny Alvarez, 2-0. Buffon, Chiellini and Bonucci, them three there.
I still fancy Real Madrid. I think they'll win. I think they'll do the double, Champions League and La Liga.
Yeah, well, look, Bayern Munich, what a game that would be. So it's going to be interesting to see what happens. But I think Juventus might be the ones, it could be their season. I look at the solidness of how they play, how they defend, how they break at times. They got into some great positions against Barcelona. Look, maybe Real Madrid defensively might be a little bit better. But I think that Juve were looking very strong against Barcelona. I expect them to be in a semi-final. So I think they're second favourite still to win it. But all eyes will be looking at Barcelona, Bayern Munich.
Yeah, brilliant. Some great games come up. Here we are coming to the climax of the season, but some great, great games to come.
Definitely. I can't wait, Al.
Ray, brilliant. That was Up Front with Alan Brazil, my special guest, Ray Parler. Hope you enjoyed it.
Brought to you by Audio Boom.
BetOnBrazil.com is for over 18s only. Betting should be fun, so please bet responsibly. For more on this, visit gambleaware.co.uk.